Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today we're doing part five from a nine-part series, and we're still dealing with the topic, how to recognize an increase in the flow of the vocal gifts in our lives or ministry. We're continuing on with the point called your responsibility. To function under the anointing is an unqualified restriction that prevents casual use of the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let us now go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and it reads, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but by holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Prophecy is not to be used casually. It's got to come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. This scripture says it wasn't by the will of man that they spoke, but by the will of God who were moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, they didn't make it up out of their mind. They waited and came under the moving of the Holy Spirit. As they came under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the authority to speak forth publicly is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And this may be felt as an actual physical quickening to the entire body or the entire being of a person, a feeling of slight pressure on the body, or an inner quickening or an inner excitement. The Bible clearly states that you should desire to be used in prophecy, and we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, and it reads, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy." We also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, "Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues." In this scripture, it's saying, be zealous, go for it, hunger for it. However, this zeal and hunger must always be tempered by your clear understanding that you have a responsibility to minister in such a way that the church as a whole is built up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 19, I'd like to give you some further notes here. You must seek or look for the anointing upon your ministry. Spend time edifying yourself before you speak and edify the church. Fasting stills the clamor of the fleshly voices of a person and increases your sensitivity to the anointing or the Spirit of God. Premature speaking forth in prophecy will result in lack of the anointing. In other words, wait for the anointing to come first before you speak in prophecy. Continual prophecy, that is, expecting to prophesy every week, may result in a diminishing freshness and the tendency to prophesy from your memory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31, it's basically saying, obviously all cannot prophesy in one meeting. Sometimes those who are experienced should hold back so those developing the gift may have an opportunity to learn. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31, we read, "For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged." Turning to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, we read, "Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the leadership." This scripture is saying, do not let your gift be unused. Do not let the gift suffer neglect. Do not cease to cultivate the divine gift. The gift that's been given to you, God's saying, keep using it, keep developing it. And that goes with any spiritual gift that you're given, is when you get it in seed form and you have to start using it. The kingdom of God is seed time and harvest. Whatever we get from God normally is in seed form and it has to grow. So the gifts that we get in prophecy, they come to us in seed form. And God's saying, don't let the seed just sit there, start using it and start growing in it. And that's the way we come into spiritual maturity in gifts as well. This scripture is saying in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, if you know you have a significant anointing in this gift and you're not allowing the Lord to use it in his services, then you must start to use it. Don't let it sit there. God wants you to use it and to grow. A further scripture in 2 Timothy 1, 6 talks about stirring up the gift. Verse 6, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of hands." God doesn't want these gifts to stay dormant, to stay asleep. He wants you to use them and to grow in them. As we start using the gifts, we become more better, more professional at using the gifts. But God doesn't want this gift to stay dormant. He wants you to stir it up like a fire. that has burnt down to just embers. God wants you to stir up the embers, put oxygen to them, and to bring those embers back up to a fire and to start prophesying with the gift and the anointing that God has given you. Many people fear to come forward publicly. This is a God-given reserve that serves as a precaution against spontaneous and unanointed words. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed the session today. We're doing part six next time. Part six, we'll be talking about the practical points to operating the vocal gifts in our services or our ministry at church. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.